You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
June 20th at Cape May, we'll be there live for our next live show, and that's going to be great. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was thinking today about the Democrats and the problems that they have trying to deal with this whole auto pen scandal and just how angry they all are. And Charlemagne the God, this guy's huge, by the way. He's a nationally syndicated morning show host. His show is huge, The Breakfast Club, and he's got podcast and movies and all kinds of things. The guy is a true multimedia personality. But unlike Howard Stern, like, for example, he's not looking to just carry the water of Democrats. He's looking to be real, which I guess is his whole thing is he's Charlemagne the God. He's keeping it real. So he said to Eric Swalwell, the tutor, he's like, how can anybody trust you? How can anybody trust you, the Democrats, after lying to us about Joe Biden? He also said during the campaign, when the Kamala Harris campaign was getting attacked for that, probably the best ad of the Trump campaign, about how she wanted to pay for transgender surgeries for illegal immigrants and prisoners. And he said, that's a great ad. You know, you play that during football games, all these black guys watching it during Sundays. That's a great, very powerful ad. He was right about that. So here we are right now, at this moment where Democrats are reeling from the lies and the cover-up of Joe Biden and how he was senile. And now they have the whole auto pen scandal, and they're investigating that. The problem they have is that this is the best moment in time ever for somebody who's a whistleblower to come forward and just say, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I did it. I did the auto pen. Now, what should be the penalty for that? I was asked this question earlier today on Newsmax. What should be the penalty for that? And I said treason, death, you know, dismemberment, torture, whatever, throw the book at him. But there's a caveat. If you can get that person immunity to go under oath and say how this was a coordinated effort by people in the White House to run the country, knowing the president was senile, I say it's worth giving that person immunity if they can name names and bring down other people who were complicit in that. Starting with the Vice President of the United States of America, who had a duty under the 25th Amendment to assemble the cabinet and have a conversation about the president's mental health, and then accordingly remove him because he couldn't function and do the job. That's exactly what should have happened. But they didn't do that, obviously, because they were not interested in fulfilling their constitutional requirements. They were interested in maintaining power, power at all costs. And for me, the biggest tell of everything is, say what you want about old Joe Biden. I mean, the previous Joe Biden. The guy who came before the senile version of Joe Biden. The Joe Biden before he lost his friggin' mind. That Joe Biden. Say what you want about him. The guy was a good and ruthless politician who rose all the way to the ranks of the vice presidency with his mind intact for being a typical politician sleazeball who brought money back to Delaware and helped his corporations. You know, like, I mean, at one point, Delaware was the place to do business if you were a bank or a credit card company, thanks to Joe Biden, letting them charge like 28%, 30%. I mean, he was the ultimate consummate politician. Just watch when he chaired the Judiciary Committee hearings when Clarence Thomas was there. I mean, it was abysmal. But he was good at politics. He was good at politics. And that Joe Biden would have never allowed the Democrats to put a liquid. He certainly would never have put in a ban on liquid natural gas exports when the must-win state is Pennsylvania, which is a natural gas state. Who would do that? Not him. Not him back then. No way. But him now would do it. Or not. Maybe he would have a lucid moment and say, that's stupid. We're trying to win Pennsylvania. We got to win Pennsylvania here. So I think that's the best evidence you have to say that other people were running the show. Other people were in charge. Other people were running the country. Not the president of the United States of America. A guy who'd like to be president of the United States of America, though, is one Andrew Cuomo, the love gov, who's now in hot water over a breakfast sandwich. Because Cuomo, the love gov, you know, everybody always says bacon, egg and cheese. All right. Or sometimes you might go pork roll, egg and cheese. Or if you're in North Jersey, you might say Taylor ham, egg and cheese. But what you don't do is you don't go bacon, bacon, cheese, egg. You go, it's always egg. It's a bacon, egg and cheese or Taylor ham, egg and cheese or pork roll, egg and cheese. But you never go pork roll, cheese, egg. You never say it in that order. Cuomo did. You know why? Cuomo's a freaking fraud. That's why. He's a freaking fraud. And he was asked about his favorite breakfast sandwich, and he said, I got to go with bacon, cheese, and egg. Although, sometimes I take the bacon off. He's such a fraud, he can't even, I don't know, he's worried about offending people that are anti-bacon. I don't really know, but he said it wrong, and the New York Post have this whole story about him, and you might go, well, what's the thing, like, a breakfast sandwich, who cares? But the thing about it is that he's the kind of guy, as he gets ready to run for president of the United States, and believe me, he's going to in 2028, which is going to be here before you know it. That guy is going to run around America, and whatever place he's in is going to be his favorite food. So that means if he's in Iowa, he's going to talk about fried butter. I love fried butter. It's delicious. You deep fry the butter. Mmm, delicious. Fried Oreos. I love them. Just like when you deep fry people in nursing homes. Delicious. You can't escape that scandal, though. And that scandal is going to heat up because they're going to hold the love gov accountable for this. But he's probably going to win the primary in New York, which then means he's going to become the mayor. And then he'll run for national office. And the issue there in that city, crime, that's the big issue. And Eric Adams has failed completely and utterly. It's been a failure, an abysmal failure. Why does this matter? It matters because unlike Philadelphia, New York City has had it with the crime. Philly doesn't seem to care. They reelected Larry Krasner again. So they reelected this guy twice. But in New York, they're going to unelect Eric Adams. They're going to throw him out and put back in Cuomo because he's going to be tough on crime. And he's going to use that platform to run for the presidency, travel across the country, and take on Donald Trump one-on-one. And you'll have to hear all about how he's going to bring us a better tomorrow because America was never that great. It was never that great to begin with. And the thing is, the media loves this guy. He's the complete package. He's a slime ball. He's a sleaze ball. But he's their slime ball and their sleaze ball. And he's got the ability to make people forget all the horrific things he's done because he blames other people. It's what he does. He goes, well, we were following federal guidance, which said put in COVID people with elderly people who didn't have COVID and have them kiss and hug and they died. And that was the guidance I got. And what are you going to do? And then the media goes, well, he's our best shot. See, the media covers for these guys, whether it's Biden's dementia or Cuomo being the nursing home killer, a serial killer who gets away with all of it. They cover for him. They do. And so, you know, they write this article about him because he says, I want a bacon, cheese, and egg sandwich. And then he has the audacity to say, on an English muffin. Yeah, not a bagel. See, in New York City, they go bagel. That's usually what their thing is. But he said English muffin. First of all, that shows you how the guy's a complete phony. Because who really orders? I mean, I understand if you're going to McDonald's and you're getting a McDonald's, like what their famous breakfast sandwich? The sandwich you eat at McDonald's all the time. What's the breakfast sandwich that they have there?
Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin. Thank you. That's an English muffin. Egg McMuffin. It's in the name. Otherwise, if you go to a deli, you're either going to get it on a Kaiser roll or you're going to get it on a bagel. But nobody's going to have any English muffins back there. Nobody does that except for Cuomo. He does. The Love Gov does. And he goes, I want a bacon, cheese, egg on an English muffin. That's my sandwich. And then I might take the bacon off. I don't know. I'll get handsy with it. I'll massage the egg a little bit. That'll be my thing. And people turn around and go, nobody orders that. Nobody orders like that, and nobody orders that. That's the thing about Cuomo. He's a little bit rusty. He says he now regrets resigning as governor. He regrets it and wishes he never did it. I never should have done it. But why did he, though? Was it really about the sex scandal? Was it really that? He's also now reversing himself on congestion pricing. He said before, he goes, I was against it. Now I'm kind of for it, but I might be against it again, and I'm a little bit for it now, but also against it at the same time. He's got this ability to be a chameleon. Really remarkable. Why is that relevant? It's relevant because in New Jersey on Tuesday, there's the primary for governor, and then there's the general election. Whoever the New Jersey governor is, Democrat or Republican, they're going to have to battle New York State on the issue of congestion pricing. Right now, the president is allowing congestion pricing to go through as they work out a bunch of deals. But eventually that issue is going to come to a big head between New Jersey and New York over the issue of congestion pricing. And Cuomo is going to have to make a choice whether or not he wants to be the guy who's in favor of congestion pricing or he wants to be against congestion pricing, because he doesn't want to be the kind of guy who is for taxing. It's really interesting watching the Democrats as they try to navigate this abyss that they're in right now. Hated by everybody. Young men hate them. Women hate them. I mean, everybody hates the Democrats right now, except for professors and the people who are out there putting rainbows on everything. But even a lot of the rainbow people hate them, too. They just do it because they think the rainbow thing is going to keep the woke mafia from coming after them. And so they just go, it's fine. Just a rainbow. It doesn't hurt anybody. But the Democrats really have no friends left. They're the kid in school who everybody wants to avoid at this point, because they've been rats and they've ratted out everybody, and they wind up coming at everybody and they've said, you're the problem. And if you go to nypost.com, this is the biggest story right now about Andrew Cuomo and this friggin' breakfast sandwich. And you might think it's a minor thing. You might go, Zioli, it's an order. It's a sandwich. What's the big deal? It's because the New York Post is smart enough to know this guy is going to win. This guy is going to become the mayor of New York City. And then this guy is now going to change the Democrat Party forever. He's going to be the Bill Clinton of 2028. Mark my words on this. Just like how Bill Clinton in 1992 was able to come around at a party that had gone so freaking wacky left, and they were such losers. You remember they had, well, first of all, Walter Mondale was obviously, I mean, he had no chance. Reagan, biggest landslide in American political history. And he won one state, his own. But then they rolled out Dukakis and the guy, the tank, he had the helmet on. And they had a whole bunch of lefties. And the Democrat Party they were shambles. So in 1992, Bill Clinton comes along and he tells everybody he's a new kind of Democrat. But think of the scandals that guy had back then. I mean, everybody came out of the woodwork to say that he had had sex with them. Everybody. I mean, it was you know, the Jennifer Flowers. There was the governor of Arkansas, a state that was last in everything. But he was good, man. He bit that lower lip. I looked into the camera. He did that thing that he does. You know, I feel your pain. Out of nowhere, winds up finishing second or third in New Hampshire and is known as the comeback kid. Paul Tsongas at the time, who was a big lefty, winds up having a heart attack or something and then drops out of the race. Bill Clinton, Democrat nominee in 92, talks about charting a new path. But the point was, the party was at its lowest it had been. The Reagan Revolution in 1980, starting with Jimmy Carter, and then the Reagan Revolution leading up to George H.W. Bush becoming president. And then all of a sudden, Bill Clinton is able to win. He was helped by Ross Perot getting in that race as a third party candidate. And I think that if Ross Perot was not in that race, very possible Bush would have been reelected, but maybe not, because remember, in that race at the time, HW didn't know the price of a gallon of milk. And at a debate, he checked his watch. He was a little bit, you know, and then they asked him the gallon of milk. And he said, I don't do the shopping. This is stupid. Why is anybody even asking me this question? And Bill Clinton was like, I'll milk you right now. And then he wins. He went, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Remember the Fleetwood Mac songs playing at the Democrat National Convention? And it's youth, it's vigor. My point is, it's not out of the realm of possibility that the Democrats are going to have to go to somebody who's so scandal-plagued and yet somehow politically resilient that that's the only way that they have to move forward. By getting a guy who can twist himself like a pretzel into something, who's managed to somehow survive after killing people in nursing homes, groping women in elevators, blaming it on his Italian culture. If Andrew Cuomo wins the mayor's race, this will be the greatest political comeback in generations. I'm telling you. And then at that point, he will be the future. And by the time 2028 rolls around, or really 2026, because let's face it, that's when the presidential race is really going to start heating up. He's going to come out there and be like, I am the most Teflon candidate up here. I literally have done everything wrong. I killed your mom. I groped your mother. And I ordered your mother's breakfast sandwich in the wrong order by saying bacon, cheese, and egg. And I put it on an English muffin. And nobody does that. And I'm still here. I'm right here. And he's gonna chart this path now as this new Democrat who's a moderate, who's upset with the crazies in his own party. Mark my words.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the reason why I think this is because the Democrat Party is so low right now that you even have the former White House press secretary, the fembot, Karine Jean-Pierre, just left the Democrat Party. She left it. She's done. She's out. She claims she's no longer a Democrat while hyping her memoir of a broken Biden administration. That's right. You have this a Democrat somewhere just became a Republican again. I saw that story. And forget that loser, Joe Walsh, I think his name is, who's been a phony, never Trump loser for years. And now he's officially a Democrat. Stop. Democrat Party is at literally its lowest point it's ever been. Everybody who's a Democrat is depressed. They have mental health issues. They're having emotional breakdowns. They can't win anything. And all of their people are dinosaurs, literally dinosaurs, or they're crazy. They're lunatics. Look, say what you want about Cuomo. He's not crazy. He's way too shifty for that. Like AOC is a straight up whack job. Nuts. She's insane. But Bernie is not insane, but Bernie is 87 years old or whatever. I mean, besides, they never let him anyway. Who else do they have? They've got Gavin Newsom with his beautiful quad. They hate him in California. He could not get reelected right now if he were running for another term. There's no way. They hate him. They completely hate that guy. Plus, Cuomo, I think, I have this really crazy theory about him. I think he resigned as governor on purpose because New York was in such bad financial shape that it was like, all right, you know what? There I was in an elevator, groping a woman, touching her bosoms, but that's my culture. I'm Italian. It's what we do. We kiss, kiss, love you, and I, yeah, and I, did I grope? Yeah, but really, what it was New York is a friggin' mess financially. So he gets out of there. Kathy Hochul gets in. They hate her in New York State. So he leaves, and then he's able to do this political comeback. This political revival, if he pulls off this mayoral win in New York City, which he's going to do, I'm telling you right now, this is Lazarus, man. This is Lazarus. And I told you this, though. See, the funny thing is, when Cuomo resigned, what day was that, Matt, that he resigned? Do you remember when that was, out of curiosity?
I'll find it.
Yeah, just I believe I was still in mornings at the time. I don't know. I don't remember. Because the time-space continuum of my radio career has been all over the place. We're literally, was it afternoon drive the first time? Was it morning drive? Was it afternoon drive the second time? I don't know. I don't remember. Did you find the date?
August 24th, 2021.
So we were
in
mornings.
Morning, yeah.
And I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember saying, he'll be back. Mark my words. He'll be back. Don't doubt me on this. Cuomo will be back. This guy is way too good, man. It's like Clinton. He's good. He's a sleazeball. Look, when I say good, I don't mean good person. I mean good at what they do. Effective, good politicians. They're just that good, right? It's like everything rolls off them. Nothing sticks to them. And they're able to somehow perform these political miracles of these comebacks that you look at and you go, wow. I mean, Bill Clinton had no business getting that nomination in 1992 after all those women came forward. It's none whatsoever. None. No business. Cuomo has no business becoming the mayor of New York City. None. How many people lost relatives and loved ones to nursing homes in New York City? If this guy wins, he had prisoners make hand sanitizer. He used prison labor to make hand sanitizer. And then he came out there and goes, this one is Beechwood. If you smell it, real nice, New York stinks, a far superior product. Your lilac, your hints of lilac, literally prison slave labor to make his hand sanitizer, a far superior product. He used taxpayers to write his book that was a bomb, his book on leadership. I wrote this book during COVID about my leadership of COVID, of which I was a terrible leader in the middle of COVID, but I had other people write it on your taxpayer dollars. Like, again, that should disqualify him. He did a piece of art about New York's ascension to the top of the mountaintop with him in charge during COVID. The hubris of this guy. All of these things should make it that it's impossible for him to become the mayor of New York City. There should be no chance he's mayor of New York City. And he's about to become the mayor of New York City. But that's how bad the Democrat Party is doing right now. That they're like, yeah, well, you know, the guy's a slimeball. And yeah, he's a nursing home serial killer. And yeah, he's totally inappropriate with women. But I mean, have you seen this place? It's a freaking hellhole. It's like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. It's just that bad. So what the heck? And for the party's perspective, since everybody hates them and they have four friends left, the Democrat Party has like four friends left. At this point, they're going to turn around and be like, I mean, he was able to become mayor of New York after all of that, after all those things he did. Somehow the guy was able to still win? That political comeback story? How does anyone do that? Exactly. So get ready, because the opposition to the Democrats, or to President Trump right now in the Democrat Party is another New Yorker, Chuck Schumer, who, when you hear him and his pathetic attempts to go after the president with the one big beautiful bill, all you hear is a tired, washed up hack. So you get that. Or you got AOC, who's insane. I mean, I'm telling you, these are their dark days. But from their darkness, they will emerge, just like they did in the early 90s. The only question is there a way to stop it so that they don't wind up running the table in 2028 like they did in 92? I have an answer to that. upon my return. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.